Darren, Carrie and Sky, East Coast Radio.
Joining us again from Made for More, first of all, we say to Julia Funzel, welcome back.
Awesome. Thank you for having me, Carrie.
We're so glad to see you again. And I'm very excited that you've brought a new plus one. One of our surfers, Oliver Sinclair. Good morning, Ollie.
Morning, Carrie.
Thanks for being with us. Hey, yeah,
lovely to be here.
Well, and I'm sure that you guys heard this morning, Sky just found out that he's going to have a little boy. So hopefully we'll have another surfer on our hands, possibly.
Get him down to the beach. Come on.
100%.
So, Julia, before we get on to all the exciting stuff, we have to ask. I mean, the last 18 months for the entire world has been just crazy. But specifically for anyone that was involved in water sports as well, because our beaches were closed, the water was closed. Those guys that tried to get in from the boat from the other side of the bay all still got arrested. So how has it been for you guys over the last 18 months and not being able to do that thing that you love so much?
Sure, yeah. I mean, it was hectic. Essentially, we got back from the World Parasurfing Championships and we went into lockdown.
Yeah.
And it was hard. I think for a lot of our guys, you know, it's surf therapy. It's mental health. It's freedom. It's getting out there, experiencing the freedom of the ocean. And now suddenly we didn't have that. We didn't have that opportunity. So it was tough, but when we came back stronger. I mean, as I said to you guys earlier, we had a team of just four of us from Durban previously, and this year we're taking a team of 15 of our Made for More crew.
Yo.
So it's just, the sports has grown, we've been working hard.
You say taking, you're talking about the championships in the US
in
December.
Yes, the World Parasurfing Championships in Pismo Beach, California, USA.
Oh my gosh! And
Oliver, for you, I mean, just to jump on what Kerry was saying, it's been a tough couple of months or 18 months being a normal South African. And for you, can you just maybe tell us how tough it's been for you with all these regulations and all these lockdowns and being a parasurfer?
Yeah, obviously everyone's had the challenges, and it's about overcoming them or adapting to them. Generally, I don't get a lot of surf time as it is.
Mm-hmm.
Once a month at the moment is where we are. So it hasn't changed me too much. Fortunately, I've been able to carry on with my other training. So, and I have other hobbies and passions, and that's going to the bush. So I've been able to do that too. So, gets my mind away from not being in the...
And then, I mean, Ali, we've got the World Parasurfing Championships coming up.
So tell us about the World Parasurfing Surfing Championships. And also, how are you getting the team there?
Yeah.
Yes. So obviously, World Parasurfing Champs, biggest competition on our calendar. We're hoping now that, parasurfing is going to be included in the Paralympics. Now that surfing was inducted in this Olympics. So very, very exciting. Last year, we came... 6th out of 24 countries.
Wow.
And we had a very, very small team, whereas now we're going with a huge team, so we're kind of hoping for a podium finish, no pressure. But obviously to get there, it's a daunting task. There's no financial backing, so essentially each athlete has to raise 40,000 to cover things like flights, transport, accommodation, food, registration fees.
And passports and that kind of thing? I mean, is that sorted for you or...?
So, yeah, we have to do that, obviously, as a management team and get that all organized. And with COVID, obviously, there's quite a lot of red tape and hoops to jump through. So we've got a big task ahead of us.
Yeah, we're working on... visas. How are we going to get a visa to get into the States?
Mm. And I mean, and Ali, obviously this is an opportunity of a lifetime for anyone to go and represent their country anywhere. And at a time when most people are feeling that their pockets are quite tight anyway, I don't know if you want to take this question or if you want to hand it over to Jules, it's up to you. But if someone listening right now perhaps has got a couple shekels to spare or needs to know why it should be the parasurfing team that gets this help, what would you say?
Yeah, well, it's quite simple. Walking is free.
Cool.
Going to the beach is free. Swimming in the sea is free. A wheelchair, special needs wheelchair, you can look at 150,000, even more. A beach wheelchair, 70,000.
Wow.
An electric beach wheelchair, 150,000.
Wow.
Adapted surfboard, 12,000. So that's just to surf.
Wow.
And a lot of the guys that I surf with come from communities. They don't have jobs. They don't even have water. So it's tough. It is tough. And I'm not saying that someone has a need more than someone else. We all have needs. But it's a lifetime opportunity. Not necessarily a once in a lifetime opportunity. I'd love to go again.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I was my condition. I was diagnosed with 17 years ago, and you kind of think that, well, that's where your dreams end, and it's not. Your dreams are just beginning.
And now you're representing South Africa.
Absolutely. I mean, people, amazing. Who would have thought?
So are there, how do we actually donate though? I mean, is there a webpage, a Zapper code, a something? Because I know sometimes people are like, if I give cash, I don't know if they're using the cash for good.
Absolutely. So obviously Made for More is a non-profit company, so we can issue tax 18As as well. We've set up a Give and Gate crowdfunding page. Obviously you can donate straight to our bank account. A lot of people love that. Zapper, which is really easy. So everything is obviously above board. Our books are audited. You know, the money is going to go where it needs to go.
But this is basically 20 times 40,000 is what we're looking at.
That's 750,000. Mm. Yeah.
So if you've got a million and you're listening right now.
Yes, please.
That's what we need.
Before you guys go, Julia, I think you're the best person to ask this question. We love your program, by the way, Made for More. We've spoken about it, but maybe someone who might have missed it, kids who want to get involved in surfing. Can you just tell us more about that process and how to get hold of you guys?
Definitely. So we do monthly adapter surfing session days. We actually have our next one on Saturday. So you guys, if you're around,
which
pop
beach?
Down. Addington Beach in front of Marine Surf Lifesaving
Club. What time?
We start at 8.
Okay, cool. I'll actually maybe come there and then watch the Springboks again.
So, yes!
Because they play on Saturday at the same time. So,
Hey, hold on.
I love it. But yeah, you guys can get hold of us on julia@madeformore.org.za or www.madeformore.org.za or grab us on our phone number on WhatsApp on 083-2351-083.
Thank you so much,
thank
Julia
so
Panzel.
Much.
Thank you so much, Ali Sinclair. I expect to see you with some gold around the neck. Oh, I mean, we'll take silver or bronze even.
Yeah.
Very excited to see you when you get back. Good luck. And please make sure that you get your hands into those pockets and share, because you need to. This team needs to go and represent us. It's 40,000 Rand per person. So we're looking at almost 800,000 Rand. And we can do it, KZN. We can do it. All the details are up on ecr.co.za. Just select Darren, Kerry and Sky show page.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.